This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Bible tells us the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants. With branches so large, the birds can perch in its shade. Have you ever wondered what that means? Let's learn more about this important parable in today's message, Mustard Seed Faith.
Perhaps there have been times in your life where you worried that your faith was weak and inadequate and that you would not be okay spiritually. The parable of the mustard seed, which Jesus tells us, contains promises that encourage and comfort us that the adequacy of Jesus Christ's love and power will never let us go, and that it's not dependent on the strength of our faith, but on the heart of Jesus Christ for us. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you that though our faith may be little or weak, that you are a great Savior. Encourage us again today that you will never leave us or forsake us, that your arms of love are wrapped around us, and that we will forever be yours. In your name we pray. Amen. Today's scripture is recorded in Matthew 13, beginning with verse 31. Jesus presented a parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed into his field. And this is smaller than all other seeds. But when it is full grown, it is larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." The parable of the mustard seed, which Jesus shares, teaches us precious truths which every believer can cling to with hope. Have you ever worried that your faith is wimpy and weak, not strong enough to do you good? Have you ever worried that the questions that might percolate in your soul might undo you? You remember the man who brought his son to Jesus? His son was possessed by an evil spirit. The spirit would throw the boy to the ground, causing him to foam at the mouth. He'd be struck mute and stiffen out in his body. He said to Jesus, pleading, "If you can do anything, have pity on us." Jesus, almost with indignation, said, "If I can, haven't I told you? All things are possible to him who believes." And the father confessed this classic line, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Have you ever prayed that prayer? Have you ever said, "Lord God, I do believe, but the day is so dark and I'm struggling with doubt. Lord Jesus, I do believe your promises, but I have questions that come into my mind. I do believe. Help my unbelief." Mustard seed faith knows that it's not the size of our faith that is most important, but the one in whom our faith rests. It's not the purity of our faith, but the fact that our faith rests in the all-powerful Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us. Jim Bjorge, the eloquent preacher, told the story years ago of a man traveling in early winter in the state of Minnesota, and in his travels he came to a wide river. The man simply did not know if the ice was thick enough or therefore safe to bear his weight. His first few tentative steps out on the ice, his heart was thumping in his chest. He was literally shaking in fear, and then the ice cracked under his feet, and he sprawled flat on his belly in the ice, afraid that he was going to go through. And when he was lying there, cheek to the ice, he heard the sound of sleigh bells, and round the bend of the river comes a team of huge horses with a driver guiding a sleigh filled with huge logs cut from the woods. Yes, the ice was thick enough to bear his weight. Sometimes we're afraid that Jesus can't take care of us. Sometimes our faith is shaky and wimpy, and we don't know if we're okay. It's not the size of faith that matters, but the fact that our faith trusts in the all-powerful Jesus, the lover of our soul. So whatever measure of faith you have, invest it in Jesus. The second truth from this parable of the mustard seed is that when faith trusts God's power, God brings new life into our spirit. All of us as human beings need God's renewal, and he keeps his word. In 2 Corinthians 5, it says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Radio preacher Vernon McGee once told a memorable story about a woman who lived in the Deep South and had a close relationship with her childhood sweetheart. The woman fell in love with the man and ultimately married him, and their life together wasn't perfect, but they had many moments of wonderful joy in their marriage. Suddenly, tragically, her beloved husband died of a heart attack. The woman simply couldn't part with her late husband, so she decided to have him embalmed. She placed him sitting up in a chair and sealed him in a glass case. Then she placed John immediately inside the front door of her large southern plantation home. This way, she'd be with her husband every day. She'd enter the door, smile, and say, "Hi, John, how are you?" and then go about her business pretending he still shared life with her. This went on for over a year. Then she decided to take a lengthy vacation to Europe. It would be a delightful change of scenery for her. And while she was in Europe, she met a fine gentleman also on vacation. The woman fell in love. They had a whirlwind romance and got married. They honeymooned all over Europe. All during that time, the woman said nothing about old John back on the plantation. Finally, they traveled together to the United States, journeying to the woman's home, which would now be their home. They were driving up the winding road, and the husband decided he was going to carry his new bride over the threshold. This would be the beginning of their home together and their new life forever. He picked her up, bumped the door open with his hip, and walked right in, and then he almost dropped the bride when he saw old John sitting in his chair. "Who's this?" the new husband asked. "Well, that's John, my old man from my former..." "He's history," said her new husband. "He's dead." And he buried her former husband, case and all. Sometimes in our faith journey, we continue to keep the remnants of our old nature, of our old life, and we rationalize its continued presence as if we need it somehow to comfort or sustain us. We develop what I sometimes call a BC mindset, a before Christ lifestyle, a before Christ attitude, a before Christ behavior rhythm in our life, so that even though our faith has fallen in love with Jesus and we've come to believe and take to heart all that God has done for us through Christ, we're still living B.C., before Christ. Jesus was raised from the dead so that he might live in the hearts of all his people. And the kingdom of God spreads when Jesus reigns in the heart of his believers. He gives us new life. Jesus gives us the power of the Holy Spirit, who not only lives inside us, but comforts and guides and controls us in our discipleship journey. Mustard seed faith brings new life. But also, mustard seed faith teaches us that little becomes much, that small becomes huge. A tiny seed like a mustard becomes a 10-foot-high shrub tree that the birds of the air come and nest in. Nancy Cornish, in the Upper Room devotional booklet, tells the story of when she was a child, she heard the tap-tap of a cane on the sidewalk in the small community in which she lived. There was an old man in her town, bent from years, his rough, knotted hand purposefully clutching his cane as he walked. This old man had a peculiar custom as he roamed the streets of this small town. When he saw a child, he'd reach into his pocket and give the child a picture of Jesus Christ. He'd thrust it into the child's hand and continue on his way, not even saying a word. The small act of this old man's kindness made a world of difference to Nancy. She later came to a faith in Jesus Christ, and she realized in her adult faith that the small seed of kindness and witness that the old man had done in giving her a picture of Jesus was the beginning of what God used to bring faith alive in her soul. That picture of Jesus with sheep and a river running through a pasture, with the old man's shaky handwriting saying Psalm 23, was the foundation of her faith that came alive. Little can become much, and small can become huge. Who would think that a carpenter's son, born to a young girl in the poor town of Nazareth, would be God's Messiah? Who'd think that a band of 12 men and a few women would grow to become the beginning of the Christian church, and that the message of the gospel would spread to every country and culture and race in our world? And who would think that the little seed of faith, when you and I first heard the message of Jesus, would come alive and take root in our faith and grow to give a perspective of our whole journey of life, because Jesus is life. Fourth, mustard seed faith teaches us that we build the kingdom of God by faith. As we share with others our faith and our love for Christ, we need patience. We need to trust the Holy Spirit. We need to allow time to unfold for those seeds that are planted to take root. Many of you are farmers, and you know that you don't plant your seed into the black soil of your fields one day and expect to harvest the mature crop a week later. It takes time. I love the quote by the missionary to Africa, Albert Schweitzer. He wrote this: "No ray of sunlight is ever lost, but the green that it awakens takes time to sprout, and it's not always given the sower to see the harvest. All work that's worth anything is done in faith." I know a father who prayed every day for his son over decades of time. His son, though a good young man, was a prodigal spiritually, defiant, rebellious against God and the church. Many years later, after decades of prayer, the dying son came to his father's bedside. He said, "Dad, I want you to know that I prayed to ask Jesus to forgive me and to come into my life. It's not only the way that you prayed for me daily, it was your authentic way of showing love to all people that convinced me that Jesus is real and needed to be the center of my life. People of God, don't give up. Keep praying. Persevere in doing good. The kingdom of God is built by faith. The fifth truth from this mustard seed parable is that the kingdoms of this world will eventually give way to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. When we look at world events today, war between nations, government and political leaders and powers, it sure does not look like the kingdom of Jesus Christ is going to be winning. But the Word of God promises us that in the end, the kingdom of Jesus Christ will be the last. He will rule. Like it says in Revelation, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of our Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Jesus will rule the world not by military might, nor by wealth, nor by human intelligence. God's power will rule the world in the name of Jesus in a kingdom founded on grace. The final precious truth from the parable of the mustard seed is that God's presence and power become every believer's safe place. It says in Jesus' parable that the birds of the air all come to build their nests in that tree that began as the tiniest seed, the mustard seed. Jesus is our safe place, our hiding place. Remember how it reads in Psalm 61? Hear my cry, O God. Give heed to my prayer. To the ends of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock which is higher than I. For you are my refuge. You are my tower of strength against my enemies. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Several years ago, National Geographic magazine provided an interesting story. After a forest fire in Yellowstone National Park, forest rangers began their trek up the mountain to assess the inferno's damage. One of the rangers found a bird, literally petrified in ashes, perched statuesquely on the ground at the base of a tree. It was an eerie sight, and the ranger knocked the bird over with a stick. But when he struck it, three tiny chicks scurried from under the dead mother's wings. That loving mother bird, keenly aware of impending danger, had carried her offspring to the base of the tree and gathered them under her wings. Instinctively, she knew that the toxic smoke would rise. The mother could have saved herself. She could have flown to safety. But she had refused to abandon her babies. And when the blaze arrived and the heat singed her small body, the mother remained steadfast. She had been willing to die in sacrifice so that her babies under the cover of her wings would live. The birds of the air come and nest and rest in the branches of the kingdom of God. What God has done for us in Jesus Christ is our safe place, our protection. When I approach life's challenges and problems, when I walk in a way that is dark, when I am filled with guilt and regret, I can run to the Lord my God for refuge, because Jesus has gone to the cross. Jesus has died in our place. Jesus has taken our guilt and sin upon himself, and now he spreads his loving power over us like a protection. Jesus is our safe place. I pray that you have mustard seed faith, and you know that it's not the size of your faith, but the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that is our hope. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of faith. Thank you for your promises made in Jesus' name for forgiveness and new life. Thank you that you are building the kingdom of Jesus Christ to spread through the whole world. You are our safe place. We will trust in you alone. Thank you that your power and love flow through us and to us each day by your Holy Spirit. By your presence within us, make us strong in faith and courageous to live as your people in this world. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Dear friends, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message will help you remember that Jesus Christ is our protection. When you approach life's challenges, when you walk in a way that is dark and are filled with guilt and regret, you can run to the Lord your God for refuge. He has taken your guilt and sin upon himself and now spreads his loving power over us like a protection. Jesus is our safe place. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders depends on the generous support of you, our listening audience. Your gifts enable us to purchase airtime on radio stations as well as the internet, so many may have the opportunity to hear the life-giving gospel of Jesus Christ. Your tax-deductible donation can be given online at ChristianCrusaders.org or by mailing to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. If you enjoyed today's message and would like to hear it again, we invite you to look us up on the internet at ChristianCrusaders.org. We offer many recent messages as well as the opportunity to automatically receive our program to your phone or other electronic device by podcast. Please make a note to visit us today. Again, our website address is ChristianCrusaders, all one word, .org. We are thankful you chose to worship with us today, and we pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Lee Lavig, pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Spencer, Iowa, and associate speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 81st year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.